Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of September 2018. Supreme Court has sought a report from a sessions judge on how he intends to complete the trial in the Babri Masjid demolition case within April 2019 deadline. Bombay High Court has upheld the discharge granted to ex-Gujarat ATS Chief DG Vansara and four others, saying that the applications challenging their discharge were devoid of merit. Uttarakhand High Court has directed the state to apprise the court of the steps taken to implement the courts as well as the Chief Minister's directions to eradicate the polythene menace. Supreme Court has demanded an explanation from the centre over a UIDAI tender seeking to create a social media wing to counter negative sentiments on Aadhaar. Supreme Court has held that prosecution under Section 498A of IPC or under other provisions of the Dowry Prohibition Act will not be sustainable once a couple has separated under the pertinent law. Supreme Court has restrained central government from acting on panel recommendations to restrict the sale of those fixed-dose combinations which were approved prior to 1988. Supreme Court has refused to stay the operation of the SCST, Prevention of Atrocities, Amendment Act, which Parliament had passed in last session. Supreme Court has observed that the people without shelter cannot be left to fend for themselves as there were grand plans which were not implemented, thereby taking the government to task on the issue of urban homeless. Supreme Court has stayed proceedings before Bombay High Court and Madhya Pradesh High Court in petitions seeking regulation of exorbitant prices at multiplexes while agreeing to hear petitions and PILs before all high courts. Supreme Court has taken exception to the fact that only 11 of the 29 states and 7 union territories have filed reports regarding compliance of its order directing them to take steps to deal with mob lynchings and car vigilantism. Delhi High Court has sought response of a Sadadina AC-led AIMIM on a plea seeking to quash its registration as a political party. Madras High Court has directed the Tamil Nadu government to admit a differently abled MBBS aspirant to the course without insisting that she write the NEET exam. Delhi High Court has issued notice to government on a PIL stressing on provision for nursery and kindergarten in government schools. Madras High Court has issued a slew of directions to the district collector to ensure that all such encroachments of water bodies in Chennai are evicted. Bombay High Court has deprecated practice of people writing directly to the PM, the President or CM making wide allegations on certain people instead of following due process of law. Delhi High Court has issued notice to state government on a PIL seeking closure of all unauthorized pathological and diagnostic labs being run by unqualified lab technicians. Bombay High Court has directed Western Railway to check facts and take appropriate action on the merits of cases of medical emergency. Calcutta High Court has held that High Court has lost jurisdiction from the 15th of December 2016 to entertain all proceedings under Companies Act, 1956 and the same stood transferred to the NCLT. Gujarat High Court has recently dismissed a PIL challenging the imposition of the late fee for the delayed filing of returns under GST. Rajasthan Assembly has passed a bill raising the stamp duty surcharge from 10 to 20% for cow protection and propagation. Allahabad High Court has told a doctor found to be routinely issuing disability certificates to be careful as the diagnosis mentioned by him was not at all readable. NCLAT has ruled that no metal second bid for SR qualifies and that ArcelorMittal can bid for the steelmaker if it clears the dues of its subsidiaries. Bangalore bench of CESTAT has held that activity of restoration and painting of cylinders is not subject to service tax under the head maintenance and repair service. Pakistan Supreme Court has issued significant directives in the realm of legal education including restoration of bar entrance examination and banning 3 years LLB.